attendance. I'm David Bobstein, Director of the Governor's Office of Energy. We have with us today Laura Wickham and Leslie Helgett from our office, as well as joined by Deputy Attorney General Anthony Walsh. We'll go ahead and ask participants to introduce themselves and say hi.
Here, I'll go first. This is Kyle Davis. I'm here today on behalf of InterWest Energy Alliance.
Morning, Kyle.
Hey, it's Bryce Alstead with Holland and Hart. Really nothing to add here outside of the fact that I like your new haircut.
My new haircut?
I feel like you went like 2 years without getting a haircut. You were very good about the COVID.
Well, it was the COVID beard. The COVID beard went away, but yeah. Thanks, Bryce.
It's been a while, Bryce.
Your flattery is noted. I appreciate it.
The call-in was worth it then.
Others for introductions to say hello. Okay, we'll go ahead on then and move to item number 3, public comments and discussion. Members of the public may comment on any matter posted on this agenda, which is before the Director of the Governor's Office of Energy for consideration or action today. Please clearly state your name and spell your name for the record. Each comment may be limited to 3 minutes. I will note that we will have in item 4 presentation of the regulation and opportunity for discussion about that regulation. So outside of that, do we have any public comment to start the meeting with? Okay, seeing none, we'll move now to item number 4, discussion of proposed regulation. This is the workshop to discuss proposed regulations and consider recommendations from the public and take any other appropriate action based upon the contents of the workshop. With that, I'll turn it over to Program Manager Laura Wickham to make a presentation about the proposed regulation.
Great. We have had this workshop. This is now our third time around. Nothing has changed, so I am going to go through the changes that we are proposing. And if there are any questions along the way, please feel free to just go ahead and ask your questions. You can ask as I'm going through the points, or you can just wait and ask it all at the end. But the purpose of this regulation is to modify this program to go from a loan program to a grant program. So we've gone through the entire section and removed anything that pertained to giving out loans and replaced it with funding, because the purpose is now to offer grants that will be supporting energy efficiency, conservation, or renewable energy, and anything that falls under the parameters of Department of Energy and projects that they would approve. So we've removed the word loan throughout the entire section, replaced it with funding, and we have also removed anything that pertained to specific requirements for qualifying for a loan. I will note that anything that's been removed or changed will not apply to any projects that are currently operating under the program. So any loans that we have already granted must adhere to the language at the time of being granted those loans. This is all for projects moving forward. We will be removing all the information under section 701-675-2, 2M, it starts at 2M. This is all, again, information that pertains to preliminary project schedules, timetables, bids. All that information is now going to be taken out, and we will add a small section in 701.685 that talks about the need for qualified applicants project as established by the qualified applicant or in the state in order to further the state's energy conservation goals and promote the continued development of renewable energy in the state. So just reiterating what it is that the purpose is of our projects that we would like to fund going forward with these, with this money. And I believe that is all for changing. We are correcting our energy.mb.gov email address or web page, because apparently it was always wrong. We just never knew that it was wrong. So We will have the correct website address on this section. And that is about all we are trying to accomplish with this regulation. So if anyone has any questions, please feel free to jump in and ask away. Okay. I have the feeling most of you have heard this before. So it's nothing new for anyone. I think we're ready to go, David.
Okay, so Laura, what do you need from me? Are we taking action on this, or are we just...
Nope, that was it. We were just having discussion.
Just closing the workshop.
Yep, yeah, but I will note that we are having the adoption hearing on the 22nd of March, which I'm assuming most of you on the call have received that same notice already in the past. And that adoption hearing is for two different regulations. It's for this regulation. It is for our regulation affecting our renewable energy tax abatement program.
Which is frankly the more interesting regulation. Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay, with that, we'll conclude agenda item number 4 and move now to agenda item number 5, public comments and discussion. Do we have any closing public comments for today? Okay, seeing none, we will move to adjournment. I will adjourn this proceeding at 11:07 a.m. Thank you, everyone, for your participation, and wish you a good day.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
See you on the 22nd.
Can't wait.
Sounds good. Have a good day.